Hello, my name is Caitlin McDonald, and welcome to the Social Speak Network podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to best utilize an FAQ section on your healthcare center's website. Now, we utilize FAQ sections on your website, and this could either be a dedicated FAQ page or a section of each of your main services pages that's dedicated to answering those most commonly asked questions. And we utilize this section for a variety of reasons. So the first reason why we utilize an FAQ section on your healthcare center website is to provide that education for your prospects and for your patients. So you want to be giving them the information that they are actively seeking online. And by doing this, not only are you building trust with your prospects and sharing the knowledge that you have, but you're also fulfilling a secondary role of increasing the search engine optimization of your website. Each of these commonly asked questions that you receive in real life are actually questions that people are searching for answers online as they are making a decision with which practice to go to. So by creating an FAQ section on your site, you're creating snippets of code or snippets of text on your website that include the language that people are searching for online. So as you're building this out, you'll see more and more of your searches are actually, more and more of your pages, are actually showing up on Google. Now, to increase this exposure even more, by adding a snippet, a Google snippet, to your website, you can actually show up in that little box that appears at the top of the page. Often for healthcare, we do see WebMD pages and other larger informational websites show up at the top of those search results. However, by creating very, very specific tailored information and adding that code around each of the FAQ sections, you're actually boosting your chance of showing up there as well. Now, the next thing that having an FAQ section on your website does is it provides shareable content that you can then reuse both in email marketing campaigns. So these could be newsletters or they could be in drip marketing campaigns. And then also reusable and reshareable content for your social media marketing. I'm sure you've heard us talk about it before, but the Social Speak Network is we believe very highly in repurposing content. So this is one of those times where you are creating content for your practice that then you can share and reshare over and over again. This really helps cut down time and make sure that your messaging is on point whenever you are talking about a specific concern or question that a prospect may have. Now, your front desk receptionist may also want to review these FAQs so that he or she, when answering the phone, can answer very high-level questions for prospects as well. So this builds trust, this builds authority, and it gets individuals and prospects to want to come in and see your physicians. Now, the next thing that we prefer to do on your FAQ section is to create a small short video, and this doesn't have to be a $10,000 video. It can just be with an iPhone and a nice microphone or with a nice camera, but it doesn't have to be professionally produced. And we prefer our physicians to create quick minute to 30 second to a minute long videos that answer that one specific question. Now, by doing this, you are, again, creating repurposed content that then can be repurposed, and you're also building up that database of videos on YouTube, and that can be further indexed by Google. So these videos should have as the title the name of, or the question that the video is answering. So that top question or concern that an individual might have. Then in the description, you can again just write out that that answer to that top concern. And so by doing this, You are, one, providing your website another chance to show up on Google, and two, you're providing a video for YouTube, the second largest search engine, to be able to index. And these videos tend to get a lot of views. So you're providing a personality for the physician so that they can then get more exposure as well. And again, we're building that knowing, liking, and trusting with your brand, with your health center. The last thing that we recommend doing within your FAQ section is including your practice name or the physician's name within each of the answers that you are providing. So when you are writing an answer, rather than just typing out the answer, actually include your practice name, your healthcare center name, or the physician's name within that answer. The reason why we do this is because we want that brand recognition. So we want people to be able to recognize that your expert is saying to do this, or your expert is explaining the process this way. And so that really helps to increase the brand recognition. So just as a recap, we're using the FAQ section to increase the exposure of your website through search engine optimization. We're using the FAQ section to build that brand recognition. We're utilizing that FAQ section to create repurposed content, or content that you can then repurpose on social media and email marketing that your receptionist or front desk admin can help to explain the process and the problems to your prospects. And then we're also using this FAQ section as a way to get prospects to know, like, and trust your brand. So we have a blog post that is fully dedicated towards a tutorial of how to create this FAQ section for your website. We're focusing in this tutorial on WordPress, and I specifically utilize the Enfold theme. However, you can go ahead and use whatever theme you want, and I'm going to be showing you just kind of in a standard page editor how to create the FAQ section. So we have a blog post and then an accompanying video about this specific process that you can follow. So if you want more in-depth information, I urge you to jump on over to YouTube or to our blog post. The links are right down below. And we will make sure that you are all set for your tutorial section. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Social Speak Network podcast.